Mother's group finds 20 bodies in Mexican cartel killing field. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on November 26, 2021. Women searching for the remains of their loved ones announced the discovery of at least 20 bodies in a cartel killing field in northern Mexico. The activists are calling on Mexico City to help validate the identities of the victims. This group often receives threats from criminal organizations. Known as the Madres Buscadoras de Sonora, searching mothers from Sonora, the group's members have lost loved ones by cartels and are trying to find answers as to their fates. In many cases, the victims had no connection with organized crime but were taken by mistake, as part of ransoms, or for sex trafficking. Este miércoles 24 de noviembre, hemos localizado en la costa de Hermosillo, calle 820 sur, 7 fosas con restos calcinados y 5 cuerpos completos. No sabemos cuántos más son. Estamos en el lugar del hallazgo. pic.twitter.com/ifordcuituteb. Madres Buscadoras de Sonora, at Buscadora Sonora, November 24, 2021. This week, the group announced on social media they searched in a rural area known as Miguel Alamond Hermosillo in Sonora. During their search, the group found 7 mass graves with 5 full bodies and the charred remains of several others. The group believes that more than 20 were buried at the site. Las Madres Buscadoras de Sonora encontramos al momento 16 fosas clandestinas con al menos 20 cuerpos en el poblado Miguel Alamond de Hermosillo. Algunos calcinados y otros en azimenta. pic.twitter.com/rmgcnn, fi. Madres Buscadoras de Sonora, at Buscadora Sonora, November 24, 2021. The initial post from that location indicated 13 bodies. However, the group now believes that more than 20 are in the area and possibly more graves can still be found. Las Madres Buscadoras de Sonora encontramos al momento 16 fosas clandestinas con al menos 20 cuerpos en el poblado Miguel Alamond de Hermosillo. Algunos calcinados y otros en azimenta. pic.twitter.com/rmgcnn, fi. Madres Buscadoras de Sonora, at Buscadora Sonora, November 24, 2021. During their search, the group posted a photograph of a set of car keys with a shoe-shaped keychain. The post invites people to send tips if anyone recognized it. ¿Alguien reconoce estas llaves? El llavero tiene forma de pie color blanco y metal. Comuniques. Por favor, rtpic.twitter.com/pnfi/yudba. Madres Buscadoras de Sonora, at Buscadora Sonora, November 24, 2021. The organization is made up of volunteers and claims to not receive any type of government help. In a separate post, the group asked for donations of water, electrolytes, and sleeping bags. El gobierno no le debemos tan siquiera una gota de agua ni de gasolina. Es la sociedad la que nos apoya y sostiene. Gracias por abrazar en su búsqueda dolorosa estas Madres Buscadoras de Sonora. Gracias por seguir donando, heart, pic.twitter.com/ipaag7tl. Madres Buscadoras de Sonora, at Buscadora Sonora, November 23, 2021. Similar groups have since popped up in other parts of Mexico. Despite government statistics regarding the number of suspected forced disappearances, a true number is difficult to determine due to a concerted effort by officials at all levels to suppress crime statistics for political gain. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.